For this Monday, August 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. A pregnant woman was arrested during a traffic stop for driving under the influence and drug charges. Mount Vernon Police Department says 24-year-old Addison Brown Jones was pulled over for an expired license plate, but the officer noticed she was under the influence of drugs. Brown Jones was given an oral fluid test, which tested positive for methamphetamine and amphetamines. She told the officer she had not used drugs due to being pregnant, but had taken benzodiazepine without a prescription. During a search of her vehicle, authorities found substances that tested positive for meth, fentanyl, THC vapes, and other drug-related paraphernalia. Brown Jones is being held at the Posey County Jail on charges of possession of narcotics, meth, marijuana, and paraphernalia. She is also charged with driving while intoxicated. The Mount Vernon Police Department announced they will be increasing patrols as part of Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The police department began increasing their patrols and doing sobriety checkpoints this past Saturday and will continue them through August 30th. They are encouraging drivers to make transportation plans before drinking. If you see a suspected drunk driver on the road, contact local law enforcement. Posey County Emergency Management says that Marathon Petroleum has awarded them a $5,000 grant. They say this grant will be used for siren updates and maintenance. Posey County Emergency Management also wanted to give a big thank you to EMA Administrative Assistant Jamie Kincaid for the time and effort in completing the grant application. A contractor working at the University of Southern Indiana got stuck near the roof of a building Friday afternoon, prompting rescue efforts. The worker was doing some caulking work on the side of the liberal arts building when his lift malfunctioned and would not come down. He was safely rescued after another lift was brought in and the fire department came. USI Public Safety said everything went very well and everybody worked together. The contractor was a little dehydrated from being up there for a couple of hours, but otherwise was fine. Over the weekend in local high school sports on Saturday, Mount Vernon Volleyball lost their first match of the regular season at home versus Southridge. The Raiders won the match in five sets. The two teams alternated wins as the Wildcats won sets 2 and 4. Southridge won the decisive fifth set 15-9. Mount Vernon girls soccer fell in their series opening match at home with Forest Park on Saturday 5-0. Mount Vernon boys soccer also got beat in their first match of the year at home on Saturday as they lost to Forest Park 6-2. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey Volleyball is at Gibson Southern. The JV match is at 5:30 and the varsity match is at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon Boys Tennis plays at home versus Pike Central at 5 o'clock. The only action from over the weekend in local college sports was yesterday at USI as their women's soccer team played their home opener against Cleveland State. The Screaming Eagles lost 2-0 as they are 0-2 on the young season. We finish up in professional sports with Major League Baseball from Sunday. The St. Louis Cardinals were swept in a 3-game series at home by the New York Yankees 8-4. The Yankees scored 4 runs in the 9th inning. The Cardinals have now lost 5 straight games as they are 61-64 overall and have dropped to 5.5 games back of the final National League wildcard spot. St. Louis starts a 3-game series at the Miami Marlins tonight at 5:40. The Chicago Cubs held on for a 4-3 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates in the series finale yesterday in Chicago. The Cubs earned their 70th victory of the year as they are 70-53. They are still in the top wild card slot in the National League. Chicago begins a 5-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers this afternoon at home with a doubleheader at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds avoided a 3-game sweep at home versus the Milwaukee Brewers with a 3-2 win in 10 innings. The win ended the Brewers' 14-game winning streak. The Reds improved to 65-60 as they sit just 1.5 games behind the New York Mets for a playoff spot. Cincinnati heads west to play the Angels in Los Angeles this evening at 8:38. That's news and sports for this Monday, August 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.